and thank you for tuning into our podcast called High School Health, where we talk about current healthcare issues for teens. My name is Neva.
And my name is Mallory.
Mallory and I are both high school students at Prior Lake High School and MNCAPS, which is the Minnesota Center for Advanced Professional Studies. We are currently on a healthcare pathway in this program. We are also student athletes who run cross country and track. In today's episode, we'll be focusing on overuse in high school sports, some of the most common injuries, and ways to prevent overuse in your own lives.
According to Orthopedic Associates, high school athletes account for an estimated 2 million injuries, 500,000 doctor visits, and 30,000 hospitalizations each year. Around 50% of all sports injuries are due to overuse. In our sports, we have seen many of our teammates have injuries caused by overuse. We have also seen many coaches who push the girls to their limits and others who are aware and have different views about this issue. This can be a controversial topic because athletes love their sport and can't see the problem or sometimes ignore their bodies. It is important for people to be educated about the consequences of overuse in high school sports to help prevent it.
In this episode, we are going to be talking to two experts who will share their knowledge on the subject. Our first guest for this episode is Liz Cervenka.
Liz is the athletic trainer at Prior Lake High School. She has agreed to speak with us today, and we are excited to hear her thoughts on the subject.
Hi, how are you today?
Pretty good. How about you guys?
We're good.
Yeah.
All right, do you want to tell us a little bit about your job and what you do? Yeah. Okay, so our first question is, what are your thoughts on overuse in high school sports? And do you believe there's a point where a student should stop doing the sport because of an injury? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Our next question is, what are you seeing with overuse in athletes specifically at Prior Lake High School?
Out for track, but particularly for the females, they're still doing club volleyball or club soccer. And so now they're doing both of those activities, track every day, volleyball 2-3 days a week, or soccer 5 days a week. And that just gets to be a lot. Yes, it's great to diversify and do and be a two-sport or three-sport athlete, absolutely, but it's very tricky to do those both at the same time, and it may not be helping them achieve any, better times or improve upon their skills if they're getting too beat up doing one or both of those sports. It can be done to be able to do both sports at the same time, but to also be a student athlete at the same time is, that's a lot to manage as far as time and your own health.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are the most common injuries that you see?
That definitely depends on the season, but generally between fall, winter, and spring season, if I just look at that overall, it would be muscle strains and ankle sprains are probably the most common injuries.
What about in track?
Shin splints.
That's actually our next question. What would you do for someone with shin splints?
What is the most common sport that you see in your office?
Yeah, so again, that also depends on the season. In the fall, it's definitely football. In the winter, I see a lot of basketball. And in the spring, I see mostly track and field, the sprinters and the runners, not so much the throwers or the jumpers. Mm-hmm. But generally speaking, throughout the school year, contact sports have more injuries for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How should an athlete take care of their body? Do you have any steps or strategies you recommend?
Yeah, so that can be very, very detailed.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, proper nutrition, good hydration, getting good sleep, and appropriate recovery or time off from their sport is a good place to start. Teenagers are typically not preparing all of their own meals or maybe at the mercy of their parents and families are busy. But a good recommendation I have is checking out, just Google the athlete's plate, and it gives an athlete a good idea of how much to eat and when to eat, depending on the training that they have going on that day. For example, like if it's a light day versus a competition day, give some ideas of what to eat and how much to eat, just to properly fuel their body. Trying to get as much sleep as possible, as far as working around school and social and maybe a work schedule. Teenagers typically get a little deficit in that area, so shooting for like 8 hours of sleep would be ideal. But that's always tricky to do.
Yeah.
Why do most of the athletes you see want to keep going even when it hurts? Like, is it because they're parents or they just love the sport?
I've seen it both ways, so it can be either or other situations too. Most of the time it's because the athlete is really dedicated to their sport or to their team. Maybe they have a college scholarship on the line, but parents can definitely be a big part of it. And sometimes I've had athletes that sport is such a big part of their life, and it has been such a main point in their life that they don't even know who they are or what they would do without that sport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what they'd like to do outside of that sport. But I would say, yeah, definitely parents can have a lot of pressure on their athletes, especially when it comes to going on to the next level at the college level.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And then for our last question, I think you talked a little bit about this earlier, but at what point do you refer a student athlete to a doctor?
Sure. So I am able to work freely with my athletes, but I do have a duty to refer them on to a doctor if I feel like there is something that needs to be checked out. So definitely things that need imaging, like an X-ray or MRI or a CT. Not that I'm telling the athlete that they need specifically to get an MRI. That's definitely the doctor's call, what they order, but things like a fracture, definitely, sometimes concussions too, if they need help with academics or if they could benefit from physical therapy, we usually refer them on, things that are just not seeming to heal, when we're doing the right things, are also times where I refer on as well.
Yeah, all right, that's all we have for you. Thank you so much for taking time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Next up, we have Todd Leckler joining us.
Dr. Leckler has been a physical therapist for about 20 years, and we are excited to hear his thoughts and perspective on the subject. All right. Hi, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. So can you tell us a little bit about how you got to be a physical therapist and what kinds of things you do for your job?
Sure. Yeah, my name's Todd Leckler. I've been a physical therapist for over 20 years now. I've done a couple different jobs in the physical therapy field. I started in outpatient orthopedic types of clinics. I worked at a couple of different clinics, and in one of those was part of Park Nicollet here in Prior Lake. And then I also floated around, so I did work in the hospital and in other Park Nicollet clinics. And then I went up to Saunders Therapy in Edina and worked there for 10 years or so. Again, another outpatient orthopedic type of practice. And now I am the physical therapist for the Prior Lake Savage School District, and I work under special ed. So I work in the schools with kids with disabilities and just help them gain access to school and that sort of thing. So.
Okay, very cool. Okay, so for our first question, we're kind of talking about athletes and high school sports. So our first question is, what kinds of injuries would an athlete need to go to physical therapy for?
I think, really any type of injury that's probably affecting their performance, I would definitely, recommend physical therapy for. It can be a wide range, especially depending on which sports you play. There's going to be some of those sports, like football or hockey, where there's more collisions. Even basketball and soccer can be considered sort of a contact sport to some degree, where people may run into each other. So in those types of sports, you may have more concussions or more joint injuries, like torn ligaments, like an ACL in the knee, shoulder injuries. And joint injuries could be dislocations where the joint comes out of place, or again, ligament damage, those types of things. On the other side of things, you probably have sports like running, like cross country and track, where you may see more overuse types of injuries. Baseball, might see a lot of shoulder mm-hmm. increase from throwing, track, you probably see a lot of lower leg, tendonitis and maybe some torn muscles for people that are sprinting and things like that. So it's a wide range with athletes based on what they're doing, really.
Yeah. So then, as a physical therapist, what do you do to treat different injuries, such as like an ACL tear or a muscle tear?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think it depends on what stage of that injury they're in. The acute stage, which is right away after it happens in the first few days after an injury, as a physical therapist, typically in a clinic or something like that, we probably don't see those injuries right away. That would be more your athletic trainer who's on the field or at the pool, treating those with, it's the old RICE, rest, ice, compression, elevation type of treatments. I would say as an athlete makes it through that acute phase of an injury, if it seems like that injury is not getting better or not progressing the way it should, that might be when they go and see a therapist in a clinic. Or if it was a bad injury, like an ACL tear that required surgery, then that would, the physical therapist would see that athlete after the surgery in that rehab stage where they have to get their motion back, get the strength back. And you were asking how we treat those. So I guess it kind of depends on which stage you're in. The acute phase, you want to get rid of the inflammation, rest, maybe start making sure you have motion and strength. As you get through that acute phase, then you can probably start working more strengthening, trying to, get back into the activity that you're doing. A lot of it may be kind of doing some tests. If you're thinking of running or something like that, you have to kind of gradually get back into running. So a therapist may help you come up with a plan for that. A lot of it is strengthening, flexibility, making sure there's good muscle balance in that athlete. So sometimes we're even treating things that aren't at the site of the pain or the injury. Maybe you realize that, oh, you're weak on the other side, and so the side that's injured is compensating for it or something like that. So there's some things like that.
Yeah. What stretches do you recommend for tight or sore muscles?
That's a good question. I mean, personally, I would probably steer people towards things like yoga. I think, a combination of like what I would call static stretching, which is where, hold the stretch for a minute or longer. And dynamic stretching, where you're actually kind of moving in and out of the stretch. I think there's, theories that one is better than the other, but I would say a combination of those types of stretches for people. I don't know that there's, the top five magical stretches for everybody.
Yeah.
It depends on what's tight and what's not. And that's where, a therapist or an athletic trainer or somebody can maybe help you figure that out. Like, what do I need to stretch? Most of us, things like the hip flexor muscles, the hamstring muscles, the calf muscles, those are, some of the ones that get tight on us, especially if we're sitting all day. I think things like yoga are a great way to kind of stretch through the whole body, incorporate some movement with it. You get some strengthening out of those types of movements. It doesn't have to be an hour-long yoga class or anything like that, but just even just using some of those yoga movements are good.
How long does a patient typically have to be in physical therapy for, or does it kind of depend?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be really dependent on what their injury is and, what their goal is. If that's a pro athlete back from a, you know, ACL tear, then they're probably going to be in there a lot.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know, when I used to work in the clinic, I saw a lot of people that had a lot of, like neck and back pain. I'd say that was what our clinic saw a lot of. And, you know, I guess I always told them, so think of like, if you had some type of kind of nagging chronic, type of injury, you know, the shin splints or a hamstring pull or something like that. I always said if in 4 to 6 visits, you should know that we're at least making a difference. You know, know that it's helping. And then hopefully even in somewhere in that 8 to 10 visits, you know, maybe we'd be kind of wrapping things up. Obviously some took longer than that, some took less, but again, that's more just that kind of more of a minor chronic nagging type of an injury maybe.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on overuse injuries and how can they negatively affect the body?
Yeah, I mean, overuse injuries are probably one of the biggest reasons people do end up in therapy. And, you know, it happens obviously because you're doing something repetitively and something in your body starts to break down because of that. You're getting inflammation, which again can eventually kind of lead to wear and tear on your body. So, I mean, that's in the long run, obviously that's going to kind of break your body down. So it's important to address those, when they first start happening. I think the longer you let them go, the harder it's going to be to, you know, get through it and help let it heal. And the longer you let it go, the more damage, I guess, that you could cause. You know, it's usually, again, that's a different type of injury than a big traumatic, going back to the ACL tear, because it's more of a minor damage, but done over and over and over again. So it can actually lead to breakdown eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, yeah. That was our last question.
That was it? All right.
Thank you for taking the time to answer our questions.
Thank you.
After talking to our experts, we learned about what can cause overuse injuries in sports, how to treat injuries, and strategies for how to prevent injuries. Liz Cervenka talked to us about common injuries she sees at Prior Lake High School and how she helps athletes develop a plan for treatment. Todd Leckler shared with us how overuse injuries can affect the body long term and how an athlete can benefit from physical therapy.
Yeah, we have found that athletes who participate in year-round sports seasons are more at risk for overuse injuries because they are training all the time. According to Stop Sports Injuries, training errors are the most common causes of injuries, as well as rapid accelerations. Additionally, if the breakdown of tissues happens faster than the buildup happens, it results in overuse of your tissues and muscles. According to LER newsletter, treatment for overuse injuries can include rest, physical therapy, cutting back intensity, warming up before a workout, and icing. Our experts have touched on this in their interviews as well. We have seen these treatments have an impact on many athletes on our team and ourselves.
We want to thank our guests for all of their insights. We hope our listeners are more educated about overuse injuries in sports so we can help prevent it. In this episode, we have discussed the most common injuries for a student athlete and how to help them recover, as well as overuse in these sports. We didn't know overuse for teen athletes was so common. We believe it is important to be aware of your body and take care of it. On the other hand, we do understand people wanting to keep going even when it is causing damage. We both love our sports. As high school athletes, it is important to take rest days and make sure you are stretching in order to keep playing the sports you love.
Yeah, the experts shared some very interesting and valuable information. If you want to know any more information about this topic, you can visit the Mayo Clinic website under Overuse Injuries. If you have a question, feel free to drop it into the comment section or leave a review for us. We love to hear feedback. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, High School Health, with Neva and Mallory.
Have a great Laker Day.